You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
So this week on Neighbourhood Watch, Attorney General Christian Porter came forward yesterday as the Cabinet Minister who had rape allegations come to light about him last week. He has denied these allegations and has said he is not stepping down. There were insufficient admissible evidence and the case is now closed. I started off by asking Zoe Canandis from Radio Adelaide how this story is sitting in Australia right now. And just a content warning, this story does contain references to rape.
It feels like it's sitting quite wrong. There's so many elements to this story and this situation, and there's a lot of anger and confusion around what happened yesterday and what we've seen come to light in the past week regarding these allegations. Attorney General Christian Porter has completely denied all these allegations in a press conference yesterday in Sydney, in Perth. We didn't really know. We knew the day before that the Cabinet Minister who was behind these allegations were going to out themselves, and we didn't know who exactly it was. And then we heard the news that Christian Porter was holding a press conference in Perth about an hour or so before he did, and then we found out that it was him. There has been some criticism on his part and others' parts that social media did out him before this press conference. It was a strange thing to do in this press conference, is attack the media and social media when you are trying to deny rape allegations. So essentially, a bit of backstory is last Wednesday we found out that these allegations had been sent to the Prime Minister and to female MPs anonymously, and they have come to light. It was a police report in 2019. Then Christian Porter has now come forward, and that's sort of where we're at the moment.
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy time in Australia at the moment. Some people are calling it the Australian Me Too movement, but I do remember in 2018 when apparently there was a Me Too movement in Australian politics as well, but here we are again.
Yeah, it feels permanent within the halls of power in Australia. Unfortunately, it feels like the never-ending story. So we had about a month ago a younger junior staffer, which I've spoken on this segment about before. Her name is Brittany Higgins, and she's come forward with her story of being raped in Parliament House as a junior staffer in 2019. So that has all been happening the past few weeks as well. And then now we have this. It feels terrifying to know that these sort of things are happening in power, and it definitely is this Me Too movement happening. But as you mentioned, it feels like it's happening again, and I just personally don't know how many more times this needs to happen before we can see some actual change.
And what do you think actual change will look like? I've heard that Scott Morrison is losing popularity for the way that he has dealt with this, but does that seem like...
Christian Porter, there hopes to be an inquiry into this besides the police inquiry that I believe has now closed in terms of the allegations that this woman has sent to the police. But hopefully there will be an individual inquiry in Parliament about this case. But what does real change look like? I'm not really sure. I think you maybe hit the nail on the head. There certainly needs to be some new leadership and new voices that can actually make a change, because the government's handling of all of these situations have been quite appalling. For example, Scott Morrison very clumsily mentioned that he was able to feel sympathy for Brittany Higgins once he was able to imagine her as one of his daughters, which is a statement that I think should be held against him for a very long time, because, women don't need to be daughters or mothers or sisters in order to be human. So things like that keep happening over and over again. You can see a lot of people are feeling tired and exhausted and angry and upset, and a whole range of emotions towards these situations, but also towards the government. So I can't have the golden answer for what real change would be or how it's going to work, but lots of people are fed up, and I think there's a leadership change on the cards.
And finally, I just want to know, what do you think about Christian Porter's comments about it being a trial by media?
Yeah, I mentioned at the start, I feel it almost felt, watching the press conference live, it almost felt like a deflection. You're sort of watching this press conference and you can feel the weight of it, and you can feel how really intense it is for everyone in the room, and, you know, for the family of this woman as well, having to go through that. And then just to mention things like, you know, trial by media, or bringing up social media as sort of outing him before he was able to, et cetera, et cetera. It felt like such a deflection. The whole press conference really did feel like such a deflection of blame. And in terms of trial by media, I mean, no media outlets that I'm aware of printed his name, or, he also said that no media outlet had come to him prior asking him about the allegations. He said no one has come. And then on Twitter last night, we saw an array of journalists deny that and say that they actually did contact his office for comments, etc.
That was Zoe Canandis with Radio Watch. She's from Radio Adelaide, and we get in touch with her each week for what's going on across the ditch. And today we covered the Attorney General Christian Porter, who has come out as the Cabinet Minister who had rape allegations come to light about him last week.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.